It's Friday, May the 14th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, escalation at the Gaza border and South Korea's semiconductor plans. First, the world in brief. The Israel Defense Forces tweeted that, quote, IDF air and ground troops are currently attacking in the Gaza Strip. Later it announced that none of its soldiers were inside the territory. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, said he was considering deploying the armed forces to control the mob violence between Jews and Arabs that has plagued Israeli cities for several days. The unrest there has been caused by tension in Jerusalem and the subsequent eruption of fighting in Gaza. The exchange of rockets and airstrikes between Hamas and the IDF has so far killed more than 100 Palestinians and another 7 people in Israel. The IDF has cancelled all leave for combat units and called up 7,000 reservists. Coalition negotiations among Israel's opposition collapsed. Naftali Bennett, the leader of Yamina, a nationalist party, abandoned talks with Yair Lapid, head of the centrist Yesh Atid party, aimed at forming a government. The fighting has made it more difficult to attract support from Arab parties. Mr. Lapid has 3 weeks left to try again after the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, failed last week. South Korea will spend $450 billion to develop its semiconductor industry over the next decade. Samsung and SK Hynix, two technology companies, already make most of the world's basic memory chips. But the country wants to overtake Taiwan as the world leader in advanced semiconductors. The government will offer tax breaks, deregulation, low interest rates, and investment in infrastructure to help boost the domestic industry. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell to 473,000 in the week ending May 8th, the lowest weekly total since mid-March 2020, when the pandemic gripped America. Separately, Amazon announced plans to hire 75,000 new employees in America and Canada, and McDonald's will raise wages in the 650 American restaurants it owns, as well as encourage franchisees to do the same. 4 separate roadside bombs around Afghanistan shattered a 3-day ceasefire declared by the Taliban to mark the Eid al-Fitr holiday just hours into its first day, killing at least 11 people and wounding 13 others. No actual fighting between the Taliban and the Afghan government has been reported. America's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 may stop wearing masks and socially distancing in most indoor and outdoor settings, excluding healthcare clinics and public transport. It hopes the guidance will encourage more Americans to get vaccinated. Around 154 million have received one shot or more, but the pace of vaccination is slowing. Drivers in America's southeast had trouble finding petrol for their cars days after a ransomware attack forced Colonial Pipeline to close down. Bloomberg reported that Colonial's owners had paid nearly $5 million to the hackers. The country's biggest fuel pipeline resumed operations on Wednesday. President Joe Biden said supplies will return to normal at the weekend. And fact of the day. Brood X, a type of cicada in America, are emerging from the ground at the start of their 17-year breeding cycle. When their biological alarm clocks go off, they mature, emerge, mate, lay eggs, and then die, all in 4 to 6 weeks.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.